Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Motherboard, don't hit that.
The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Okay, so we're talking about really what I consider to be the sweet spot in pricing and performance in wireless routers. Staples right now has the Asus RT-N56U for about $85. Very good price. The common street price is just a hair over $100 from what I've seen. So I mean the prices vary. Now they've got another step up from that, the N66U. That's 10 better.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But other than that, they're exactly the same. No, it's
10 thingamajigs better.
Yeah.
Whatever those thingamajigs are.
Yeah.
10 more of them.
It tends to be about $130 for the 66U. Probably one of the best routers you can buy. So if you're in a situation where you really need, you can budget $130 or so, give or take, and you just really need to blast signal out, the 66 is not a bad one to buy. But for the vast majority, I'll tell you something. If you've got a pretty decent router that's probably 3 years old now, the 56U is so much better, it's like in a completely different galaxy than your three-year-old $80 router. So if you're looking to get a wireless router now, N56U from Asus. It's very interesting. I've been an Asus fan. Those of you who are longtime listeners will recall this. Mm-hmm. I have been an Asus fan since like the late 90s.
Since they were strictly like motherboards.
Yes. They built motherboards, video cards, that sort of stuff, and were used by, you know, the guys that built, you know, like the corner computer guys that built your custom computer and the best of everything sort of thing and assemble it into a nice case. And those aren't nearly as popular as they used to be because it's just tough to do that efficiently, you know, produce things like that efficiently, you know, and compete against Dell and HP and everybody else. But there's still a few out there, and Asus has been a great brand for decades now. And, of course, you know, we've talked about their laptops for the last couple of years being one of the premier companies to look at for good laptops. They are the ones that have produced some of the best tablets. For, you know, they're OEMing them for other companies. Asus did the Google Nexus, some of the models of that. Samsung did some too, but Asus did some of those. So, you know, they've been around a while. They're always biased toward quality at a very reasonable price, and now they're doing the same thing with wireless routers. The last year or two have really become a force to be reckoned with in wireless routers.
Oh, and FYI, Dr. Dave, because, you know, that whole question that I gave you about routers was all set up. We had planned this for weeks, but actually last night I went ahead and did purchase that router.
Oh, you did?
But I got it on Newegg.
What'd you get it for?
It was $84.99, and it's got free shipping, and all, so there was no tax. It's just that's what I, instead of going to Staples and paying the tax,
right.
It would have put me up, you know,
right.
In the mid 90s, yeah, $100, something like that. So
you just gotta wait for it.
Yep, I just gotta wait for it. It's like, you know,
in Amazon or no, this was Newegg. You said.
Newegg,
yeah, that's great. $85, a great price for that, and yep. I think you'll be impressed.
And, you know, I really like, you know, it's pretty. It looks like a piece of art.
Yeah,
you've seen it?
Yeah, well, of course I've seen it. Have I seen it?
Well, you know, not everybody.
Have you seen the inside?
Yes, I have, actually. Okay. They have a cutaway view.
Okay.
But, no, it's really cool looking, kind of angular. And it's got that diamond pattern on the front. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys can check it out.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Dr. Dave's going to put it on Facebook. Then we'll make them.
Yeah.
Up on his website.
Facebook. We got to talk about that.
I know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm changing. I'm going back. I'm going full circle here.
All right, what are you going to do?
And we're going to talk about this a little bit.
You start wearing shirts?
No.
Okay.
No, still doing a show in my underwear, man. There's no way.
You are coming full circle. You look
There's
like a big baby.
No way. A little four-year-old running around in his underwear. Yeah.
Put some shoes on.
Yeah. Spilling my cereal
You're
everywhere.
Step on a sticker. Yeah. I'm telling you.
No, you know, it is, and I probably need to just. But it's an important question, and I was going to say I need to just relax and just. But it's a critically important question, and it's if you're the guy that knows a tsunami's coming, and nobody else really knows, and or few do, and even fewer care. I mean, there's some people that actually know the tsunami's coming, but they're kind of going, eh, what are we going to do? Build a wall and stop it? I'm just going to enjoy it while I can, and when the tsunami gets here, I'll be dead. Right? I mean, I know people like that.
That's one way to look at it, depending on if it's really something you can do about it. If you can't.
And then, that's the rub. I mean, I'm getting to the point, and for those of you who can't tell what we're talking about by us, you know, kind of dancing around the issue, it really has to do with security, privacy, you know, being in control of your digital exhaust. I mean, you've got just, and it's so tough because it's overwhelming. Every text, every Facebook, every phone call is potentially mined for data. By the company that provides your service, and by potentially the bad guys, you know, the conventional bad guys, the cyber gangsters, you know, the guys that do the phishing and spam emails and other stuff and produce the viruses and Trojans and backdoors. Those guys, but then there's the other, then there's the quote unquote good guys that we're going to have to, I guess, just trust that they're not going to ever do anything abusive with our data. It is overwhelming. And I've kind of semi-facetiously talked in the past recently, you know, maybe the thing to do is just to overwhelm them with data. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to protect yourself and just make it so they've got trillions of data points to track and store and sift. The problem is, the technology exists to do it. I mean, that's what Google has built an empire on that ability. I mean, they know how to do it better than anyone and profit from it. And I don't fault them from that necessarily. I don't have a problem with people giving over their digital privacy, handing it over. I don't have a problem with companies mining digital data to profit from. I have a problem with people not knowing about it, people not having the right to prevent it, to opt out. That's the problem for me. And right now, we really don't have much of an opportunity to opt out, although there have been some real developments. That in fact, it surprised me, and it's unusual that I agree with a potential policy of the EU. But they're talking about Google must provide an opportunity for people to opt out and have it guaranteed that after a certain amount of time, their data is gone and gone for good. Now, you know, even in that situation, it can be abused and mistakes can be made, or they can be called mistakes. So, you know, it's a very difficult situation. But there's an article, and it's funny because my son and I were talking about a related issue just last night. Article that another old fart by the name of John Dvorak wrote in PC Magazine just a couple days ago, talking about the new iPhone 8, iOS 8. We come back, we'll get into the details and how we really share a similar opinion.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.